AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden outlining his reasons for stepping aside in the 2024 election. He held an Oval Office address last night. ABC's Mary Bruce is at the White House this morning.
The president coming before cameras, explaining to the American people his remarkable decision to pass that torch. It is a move that not only will preserve his legacy, but now define it. Now, the president did make no mention, though, of how he got to this moment. No mention of those concerns about his age and mental sharpness that led so many Democrats to question his ability to serve another term. What the president did make clear to do more to tackle reproductive rights, and perhaps more than all, he wants to get out the vote for Kamala Harris.
Harris and Biden will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu separately today. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump will meet with Netanyahu tomorrow. The bodies of five hostages retrieved from Gaza. The IDF says all five were killed October 7th. First Lady Jill Biden has arrived in Paris. She is greeting American athletes ahead of the Paris Olympics. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. High school seniors in Wisconsin who qualify will start getting admissions offers from the Universities of Wisconsin next week. Wisconsin seniors who've met direct admit requirements are now automatically admitted to UW schools without having to apply. Participating students are urged to check their high school email accounts. All the rain we've been getting lately increases the risk of agricultural pollution running into lakes, rivers, and streams. Chrissy Kasserman monitors large factory farms for the group Food and Water Watch.
We see climate change making these storms bigger, they're more intense, they flood these manure lagoons, which creates a really potentially deadly, massive pollution for people who live downstream that have to deal with.
Kasserman says ratepayers and well owners usually end up paying. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin's fishing enthusiasts will soon be able to carry firearms with them when out on the waters. On Wednesday, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources agreed to rescind the rule that prevented anglers from carrying firearms after the ban was challenged in a lawsuit by the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. In the lawsuit, the conservative group argued that the 1999 rule was overly broad and limited all firearms along the state's waters. Anglers will still be prohibited from using a firearm to shoot fish. Fans of Duluth's new arena football team have gotten more heat than they've bargained for over the last two weekends. According to a Fox 21 report, the Duluth Entertainment Convention Center Arena's 57-year-old air conditioning unit was taken offline in 2023 after failing to pass inspection, and a new one may not be installed until next summer. DECC officials say there's a long process for getting the needed money and installing the new chiller, so until they do, they'll need to find other ways to keep the arena cool enough for fans. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Concern for Christian Yelich. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers battled back to beat the Cubs 3-2 at Wrigley Field to win the series in Chicago. So for the season, the Brewers and Pat Murphy had an overall record of 8-5 against the Cubs and manager Craig Counsell. But the team placing Christian Yelich on the 10-day injury list while he seeks medical advice for his sore back, he may end up with season-ending surgery. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, like I said, you know, losing Christian's huge. Could be devastating, but this team hasn't been devastated by much. You know, they kind of, I really appreciate that. I'm grateful that you have a group. Again, I keep saying this game's about people.
The Brewers return home. They open a three-game series against the Marlins tomorrow night. And the team has signed Jaden Fielder to a minor league deal. The 19-year-old infielder from Florida is the son of Prince Fielder. NFL talks between the Packers and the agents for Jordan Love continue. Meanwhile, tomorrow morning is the Packers' first training camp practice in pads, open to the public at 10:30 with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Today is going to be a pretty nice day, but after today, it is going to gradually get warmer and more humid as we head into the weekend. Sunny today, 81, south wind at around 5. Tonight, clear, 56. Tomorrow, sunny, 85. The weekend, sunny, warm, and muggy with highs in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like.
Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome all the way from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Comedy Sports' own Mike Kauf. And it's National Wine and Cheese Day, so we'll act all sophisticated and talk wine and cheese.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, I think the rain for the week has passed, but now we're going to get a heat up.
Yeah, man. I guess I can tolerate 90 degrees for about three days, you know. It's we haven't reached the dog days of summer yet, so we still got quite a bit of summer left, man. So yeah, 3 days I can handle that.
Yeah, 3 days I can handle. We'll see how much longer it lasts than that.
All right, so it's Thursday, and that means we are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist of Welltopia in Mech 1, Thiensville. Good morning to you, Dr. Omar. How you doing, sir?
Morning, Earl. I'm doing great. How about you? How are you doing?
It's always good to see you. I told you this is my favorite time of the month. I mean, of the week, when I get a chance to sup with you and have a conversation and dialogue about all things medication. Let me begin by... So I've got some things I want to talk to you about, but you want to talk about the top 10 medications that are prescribed in the nation. I'm probably on two or three of them. So let's talk a little bit about those particular drugs and why they are so, you know, prevalent in the society.
Yeah, so I was looking at the top 10 medications prescribed in America because I found that most of us take at least two or three of them. So these medications contain atorvastatin, the Lipitor.
I'll take that.
All right. Amoxicillin, the antibiotic, because we can get 1 or 2 rounds of antibiotics in 1 year. All right. So... these medications that we take, a couple of things. First of all, we have to make sure that we take them every single day. And the national average of patients taking their medications reaches about 60 to 70%. So if you're prescribed atorvastatin to take every day of the year, every month of the 12 months, you are missing about 5 or 6 months. That's the average American. That's what we do. We're not adherent to those medications. So there is several problems. First, if you don't take the medication that the doctor prescribes, the benefits are not going to happen. One of the other medications that is also in the list is lisinopril, blood pressure medication for high blood pressure. That's number three. Number 10 is Losartan, high blood pressure. And they are very close on how they work. So these medications work by taking them every single day. So we have to make sure that we take them daily, and we also have to make sure that we take supplements to help with what is deprived of the body by taking those medications. For instance, we didn't talk about this before, but lisinopril reduces the levels of zinc in the body. And the zinc is very important and necessary for the immune system. So taking a multivitamin with the zinc get to be important if you take lisinopril. And if you take Losartan, you need to be taking also zinc. So these are important aspects. And what I wanted to stress on here is that we need to manage our medications better. And we need to make sure that if we need supplements that are core, important for what is lost, for what we take, we need to take those supplements. And that's why I want to talk to the audience about compliance packaging, which is a service. Many times it's a free service offered by independent pharmacies to put the medications and supplements in easy blister packs or scheduled way of taking the medication, in which you get those packs every month. We do strip packaging, so you get one strip every month that would contain the day, the time, the number of pills inside each pouch. We call it all-in-one Willtopia, but the nice thing about it is that we focus on adherence. We focus on communication with the patient about making sure that they get everything in the same day. We focus on communication with the doctor to let the doctor know what are the medications and supplements that go into those packs. So this is a golden way for patients to kind of take the sophistication and the complexity of their drug regimen out of the equation and leave it to the pharmacist and the pharmacy team, and opening the ways of communication with the healthcare community around the patient.
You know, Dr. Omar, that just seems so time consuming on the part of the pharmacy that you're not going to get a whole lot of pharmacies that are going to do that, because of the time consumption of putting these in separate packages. How prevalent is that in, you know, pharmaceutical companies?
Actually,
in pharmacies.
The pharmacies, independent pharmacies do it. The big department store pharmacies do not do it. But it gets to be an important part of business for independent pharmacies, because they can hire more pharmacy team to work with that. I have a department called All-in-One Willtopia, in which we help patients who are living in their homes, who want to manage their own medications, to do these kind of packs and do the communication. Let's think of it this way. If a patient is taking the medication every day of the year, the pharmacy is dispensing the medication every month, so the pharmacy is more efficient, so they're going to be more profitable. And this profit we can use in order to help manage the patient medications. So the patient is responsible for the co-payment and the price of the supplements, and they don't pay anything extra beyond that. And it's not just Willtopia that does that. I know several pharmacies that do it as an independent pharmacy, because I learned this while I worked in independent pharmacies, and I just wanted to offer a better service from it. So how prevalent is it? It's going to be prevalent with the independent pharmacy that can deal with you and that can help you. Yes, it's time consuming, but at the same time, there is a way to do it. There are trainings to do it, and that's why, like, there are pharmacies that can do it very well. And that's something I would encourage the listeners, for them and for their family members, because I have a lot of patients early that I would have, like, a daughter that would tell me my mother is 92 and I have to go make her scheduled medications, put it in the pack every week. And then when I review those medications, many times I see medication errors that can be sometimes fatal. It can kill a patient if these errors happen. So it's like getting it out of the equation and supporting independent pharmacies and giving them the trust to work with you on this medication regimen. You will find that there is much less errors that can happen. It's more compliance that can happen. And if you're not compliant, you'll see a phone call coming from the pharmacy telling you what's going on. Why didn't you get your pack, or why didn't you get your box this month for filling your medications? So you will have more support system to making sure that you're reaching your health outcomes.
So if you're just joining us, you are officially in a pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon and Thingsville, on the Earl Ingram Show. Dr. Omar, you stopped at number 3 on the most prevalent medications. I think lisinopril, that's a medication I used to take. Athorstatin is a medication I presently take. So let's see how far down the list, you go that I'm either presently or once used to take?
Number four is a surprise for you. It's Synthroid, levothyroxine.
Yeah, I'll take levothyroxine.
All right.
So three out of the four medications that you have talked about are the most prevalent already. I've either taken or am presently taking.
Yeah, and levothyroxine affects and interferes with calcium absorption. So it interferes with calcium absorption. So a couple of things. We always take it on an empty stomach, not to interfere with something else. But also, if we decide to take more vitamin D and K to support calcium absorption from the foods, that would be helpful. And if we measure the calcium levels and they are low, we can take extra calcium. So that is something to consider. Levothyroxine.
So before you go any further, it's safe to say then, based on what you are talking about, is that every time you take a medication, a prescription, that's, you know, pharmaceutical prescription, that it takes something away from your body that needs to be replaced. Is it safe to say that?
Yeah, they are called the drug muggers. I call them drug muggers or drug-induced nutrition depletion.
Drug muggers?
Everything has side effects. Drug muggers. They mug the supplement out of your body. Yeah?
Well, no, I'm saying so, why this is such a critically important segment that we do, because I bet you nobody knew that in this audience. You know, we just know that we're taking the medications, but nobody ever says, well, in the process of taking the medication, you're losing nutrients in your body. But go ahead.
Yeah. So it's actually like every one of those medications is taking something out of the body. Atorvastatin takes out the CoQ10, decreases the CoQ10. Amoxicillin decreases the levels of the B vitamins and vitamin K. Number five is albuterol, the inhaler, rescue inhaler, right, which is ProAir Proventil Ventolin. It affects and reduces potassium levels, and that affects the heart muscle, can affect the muscle function, heart rhythm, you know. So albuterol, everyone is taking albuterol as an, it can be because of asthma or because of someone wants to open their airways before they go to a gym because they have exercise-induced asthma. Rescue inhaler, it can affect that. And the way to mitigate this problem is by taking more, let's say, potassium salt. Or when we're checking the potassium levels, they are very critical to be between a certain levels. So we have to make sure that we have enough potassium in the nutrition of what we eat. But this is important. Number six, metformin. Metformin is number one drug for diabetes until now. Metformin is used as an investigational anti-aging medication. Many people take it. It's mugging from the body B12 and folic acid. So, you know,
so
people with metformin have less energy. So
I used to take metformin. Wow. I mean, that's pretty amazing. So already, I think four out of the first six medications you're talking about either had taken or I'm presently taking. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. 844-967-2789 is the number.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. For more information, visit wisvets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matinee on Air.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes, tell me what is wrong, 'cause I am wise.
All right, welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist on the Earl Ingram Show. Dr. Omar, I always have to say, Calvin Man deserves kudos for that tune, man. It's the perfect tune.
Yeah, I feel like it's talking to my patients who come and tell me I do everything I can for my optimum health and I need to be better. So
yes, sir. It's the great. Perfect tune, Calvin. You deserve kudos for that. Let's go to Sherry from Horicon. Horicon. Good morning to you, Sherry. How you doing? You say what?
Good morning, Earl, and everyone. I love your show.
Well, thank you.
I love your show.
Thank you.
And I'm so glad that I've been waiting for Thursday to talk to the doctor. I know I don't have to wait because I've already got all his info in my phone. But my thing is, okay, I see a heart specialist, and he's been my O2, my oxygen goes down at night. Real low. And so I was on a heart monitor for a little while, and now he's going to send me to this other doctor. But my problem is electro somebody. And so my problem is I have these attacks, and I've had three of them. I broke my hip back in February. And I mean, last April, I should say, the ball fell out in February two times. Anyway, the medicines I'm on, you've named a lot of them. I'm on 9 medicines right now. Before I broke my hip, I was on vitamins. But anyway, I had these attacks where it'll start like in the morning or in noon, and I'll start freezing, and then I'll be boiling. I mean, like, sweating profusely, very, very weak. I have to call for help. I have friends that come over and sit with me and help me change my PJs. And, you know, I mean, and then I freeze inside. It doesn't matter how many blankets I put on. My O2 and my pulse is fine. I do have oxygen if needed, and that's fine. And, because my O2 is fine. And so anyway, this goes on all day. Finally, it will start to subside maybe in the evening, not much. And then it continues sometimes the next day until like 1 or 2. Now, I've talked to every doctor I can about this, and nobody says what it is.
Sherry, how many different doctors do you have, do you see?
Well, I see, what are they all called? Well, I see an ortho doctor for my hip. I see a heart doctor for my heart and a respiratory doctor for my lungs, and then my nurse practitioner.
Dr. Omar, she's taking 9 different medications. Your thoughts?
Yeah. It would be important to check your medications to see which one of them can have the side effect of what you're describing. Also, I want you to check with your cardiologist if it would be beneficial to take nitric oxide supplement. Nitric oxide as a supplement, because nitric oxide, if you get the right form, the right supplement of nitric oxide, it will help to relax the smooth muscles in the blood vessel walls, causing those vessels to widen. And this process increases the blood flow, improves the delivery of oxygen to the tissues. So I use it with patients who have this kind of problem of breathing, and at the same time, it just increases oxygen into each cell of the body. The challenge with nitric oxide is to take the right form. We have something called Vasconox that you can check with your doctor if you can take it. I didn't see your medication, so I'm just telling you with the information that you provided me. Also, it's an anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, but it just touches every cell of the body if it's the right form. Again, the name is Vasconox. The other thing that I'm suspecting is that if there is included with the issues that you have an anxiety that is causing this, like especially that you're mentioning this has increased or started after a trauma that you had. So if it's an anxiety can cause these kind of episodes. So that's another thing that you can explore. And feel free to schedule a consultation with me. I would be more than happy to check the medications that you take and make an analysis of what can be a culprit reason for this and communicate with your practitioners to see what we can do and get approved.
Hey Sherry, Calvin, will you mention to Sherry how she can get in touch with Dr. Omar and, you know, all of this information she can't take in right now? How can she get in touch with to hear this, played again?
Yeah, so you can find it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you get your podcast. You can also go to civicmedia.us/shows and find the Earl Ingram Show. And then maybe Dr. Omar can share us Welltopia's phone number, so Sherry has that too.
Yeah, Dr. Omar?
Sure.
Hey, Sherry, do you have a pen, Sherry?
Yes, I do.
Okay, go ahead.
Right, you can call after the show at the pharmacy number 262-429-9429. Just call after 10 a.m. today, and I'll be more than happy to discuss this further with you.
Hey, Sherry, thank you very much for listening, and hope you follow up, and hopefully Dr. Omar can do something to help you. Dr. Omar, you talked about anxiety. People have anxieties. And let's talk about the impact of anxieties with wellness, because there is something that happens, right?
Yeah, it's one of the problems that I'm having. Every other patient that comes to the pharmacy is having a problem of an anxiety. And the problem is like people don't want to take just medications because it starts with antidepressants and then it goes to the benzodiazepines. And then we have other problems. We have problems of getting dependent on medications for an anxiety when we can deal with things that are simple, like breathing exercises that are regular, that simple, that we can do every day. And there are also supplements that are very helpful for an anxiety that don't have side effects, virtually don't have side effects, like L-theanine, ashwagandha. These are supplements that can help with an anxiety. And sometimes an anxiety is because people don't eat breakfast or. So we have to look at what's easy to do first to treat an anxiety and then move on, you know. So there are many things that I do for an anxiety that are very efficient if people follow through and do it as we discuss it.
All right, 844-967-2789 is the number. You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist on the...
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris's supporters say the vice president can build on President Biden's legacy after her campaign stop in West Allis Tuesday.
Kamala has the energy to take all of that and move it forward and steamroll right over Donald Trump. Mop the floor with him.
Laurel Brooks was one of many people at the rally who told ABC News they're excited about Harris as the new presumptive Democratic nominee. A safety reminder for ATV and UTV riders. 20 people have died in recreational vehicle crashes in Wisconsin this year. Last year, 95% of fatal crash victims were not wearing a helmet. The Department of Natural Resources reminds riders to wear safety equipment. People born in or after 1998 need to finish a safety course. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A new substance abuse recovery center is open in Superior. According to a Northern News Now report, Highlands Restoration and Wellness opened its doors this summer with the goal of helping women recover from substance abuse disorders. Founder of the recovery center, Emily Mack, says the region is underserved in this regard, and the closest similar facility is in Eau Claire. The recovery residence has space for 16 inpatient clients who can stay for anywhere between 3 to 12 months, depending on their recovery needs. Ascensia Health invited the public to meet their new surgical training assistance robots at St. Mary's Medical Center this week. According to a Northern News Now report, the new robots are meant to help train surgeons with specific types of surgeries like knee replacements, bone cutting and grafting, and lung cancer diagnosis. Officials from the healthcare organization say the robots will make their team more efficient and provide pinpoint guidance for their highly trained surgeons. There are four of the robotic surgical tools in use. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. In rhetorical question of the day news, do you think there will be a Twister sequel? According to Yahoo News, cast members are keeping the door open to the possibility of pocketing millions more dollars. But actress Katie O'Brien says when a movie is done really well, it doesn't need a sequel. Negotiating through the press much, Katie? Actor Brandon Perea thought a better idea might be to shoot a prequel. That's a great idea. Maybe take the S off and call it Twister. They might not be the brightest cast, but the film had the third highest opening of the summer behind Inside Out 2 and Dune, so they did something right. Okay, sports fans, get ready for serious crooning as Celine Dion prepares to make a comeback during the Olympics. Word on the street is it will be during the opening ceremonies July 26th. This will mark the singer's first performance since 2022 when she stopped touring after being diagnosed with stiff person syndrome. I don't know much about stiff person syndrome aside from it being named after Ben Affleck. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Today is going to be a pretty nice day, but after today, it is going to gradually get warmer and more humid as we head into the weekend. Sunny today, 81, south wind at around 5. Tonight, clear, 56. Tomorrow, sunny, 85. The weekend, sunny, warm, and muggy with highs in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Busted pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
Brandi Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The Heritage Foundation want their way of life rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy that has been America for 247 years. It's this fight between anger and aspiration.
Busted pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at President Biden's address to the nation and your phone calls as well. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Thursday. That means Thursdays in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. You can join us at 844-967-2789. Dr. Omar, I think we got to number six on the list. Where are we?
We're number seven is going to be amlodipine or Norvasc, amlodipine. And this is a very good medication and important for high blood pressure and for chest pain. Amlodipine is very important because it's also helps to decrease the calcification of calcium on the arteries. So it's calcium channel blocker, which is a very calcium channel blocker, CCB. It's a very important mechanism that amlodipine helps with blood pressure, okay? It's usually one of the first guidelines to help lower blood pressures for many patients. Side effect from it sometimes is fluid retention. If patients get fluid retention, the doctor would lower the dose or change it to something else. But if someone is taking amlodipine and patients take it for long years, it decreases the magnesium levels. And magnesium is very important for the heart muscle, for muscles in the body in general, and for the nerve functions. So if you're taking amlodipine, you need to take magnesium, and magnesium usually is not inside a multivitamin. Magnesium is, you need to take high dose of it. So usually you would take it as a supplement, and you need to take a refined form of magnesium, not magnesium oxide, but magnesium malate or glycinate, because magnesium can be irritant to the stomach. That gets me to tell you something, Earl, that I read this this week that was very disturbing to me. The FDA pulled out certain, they issued letters to certain supplements companies because they found that these companies are
Dr. Omar?
Or kind of
Dr. Omar, I need you to repeat what you said about the FDA pulling out because we lost you for a second. Go ahead.
Capsules, when they tested them. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So I was telling you, like, the FDA, they did an inspection on one of the facilities that that produce supplements, and they found that the supplements that are including the labels that they have certain holistic ingredients, they found inside them ibuprofen, which is a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug inside the supplements, which made the effect of it. So you're taking something holistic because you don't want to take a medication, but they actually, the supplements company, are putting the medication inside the supplement, which means it's counterfeit, like they're lying to you, you know?
Well, I have to say to you, so what was the FDA's response? They shut them down?
Yeah, they told them that you have to stop production, you have to do drug recalls, you have to contact every store that has these supplements and pull it out. But my main question is, the FDA could figure this out with this company. How about the other hundreds of thousands of companies that produce other things that come on Amazon and online, and they kind of promise you heavens and you don't know what's inside the bottles? And that's why we tell people you have to deal with a respected source, professional grade supplements, which are tested, which have maybe less number of ingredients, but the ingredients can be validated more. The companies can provide more testing groups that they are being third-party tested, they are inspected. If the FDA visited them before, they are going to be proud to say this. So more surveillance to these companies. So that's why it's just, you know, crucial.
So when when people are buying medications off, you know, online, and sometimes from different countries, sure, it's cheaper, but it's clearly less regulated than what you can buy. Is it less regulated than what you can buy in this country?
If you buy, so by default, supplements are not regulated by the FDA unless someone says there's something and go check it out. So those companies are self-regulating themselves, or they are proving that their quality by bringing in third-party testers and talking, registering with the FDA so they can be under their eyes. So these are the high professional supplements companies. When it comes to medications, if you get your medication from outside of the country, it's not regulated. You have no idea what you're getting. So it's a challenge. It's a big challenge if you get your medications online because of costs, because of any reason. The problem is like there is no regulation there because there is no one is going to come after those companies to check their facilities. So you have to be careful, and it's okay to do your own research, but at the same time, Google is not a doctor.
So
this is something very important for us to know.
So the supplement issue that you said the Food and Drug Administration caught this company, the Food and Drug Administration doesn't have anywhere near enough agents to chase down all of the different entities that And our government certainly can't afford or doesn't give enough money to the Food and Drug Administration that it can do the proper job that's needed to protect the American people. Is it safe to say that?
Yeah, unfortunately, it is safe to say that because there is not enough agents to actually cover the inspection and the surveillance and the follow-up with drugs. So when it comes to the supplements industry, it comes after complaints. Someone is complaining that something happened. They go and inspect the facility, but because the laws are allowing anyone to produce supplements, it's a positive and a negative at the same time, because America is better than other countries that other companies, like, they consider themselves, the government is the doctor. They don't allow any supplement until they approve it. So that causes a lot of supplements companies not to be able to work in countries like Canada. In America, you can make a supplement company and just tell me that you have snake oil inside, something that's going to cure everything in a bottle, and you're putting just some cellulose inside it. You're putting just some rice inside it, and no one will know. Or you can do it for years and you just have the right marketing package and no one will know because you're not inspected. And so the liabilities are very low when it comes to the supplements industry. And that's why we have a lot of bad people that get into the industry. And that's why I get this question a lot, and criticism is, why is your supplements expensive? And I try to find the cheaper alternatives, but I have to maintain a certain quality. And that's why I tell people, okay, if you get your compliance packaging, we know what you're taking. We're going to give you the core supplements that you have to invest in, and the other ones are going to be added benefits if you have more dispensable income to invest in your health.
You know, Dr. Omar, I think we got to number 7 on the list of the top 10 medications. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789 that are prescribed in this country. Number 7, you mentioned. Repeat number 7 again, and we'll go to number 8.
Number 7 is Norvasc or amlodipine,
which is used. That's used for what?
For blood pressure, high blood pressure.
Okay.
And number 8 is another high blood pressure medication, metoprolol, or Toprol XL, or Lopressor. Metoprolol is blood pressure medication and also heart medication that many people take, and it depletes coenzyme Q10. We had CoQ10 coming in maybe 3 medications in the list. Coenzyme Q10, it depletes it. So complain from problems in muscle function.
So you keep talking about that CoQ10. I know I didn't pronounce it right, but you constantly talk about that. What is that?
Coenzyme Q10 is like kind of coenzyme, which means it helps enzymes to work better. And these enzymes are inside the body that you do not, you can, it gets to be made inside the body. And when we take the medication, it kind of blocks the way that it makes this CoQ10. This is an important molecule inside our bodies that help with the production of energy inside the cells. It's like the core production of cells is through CoQ10, core production of cells, energy in the muscles. So if you're low in it, you're going to feel problems with energy, problems in your muscle. It's going to be muscle pain. And as I told you before, by default, after 50 years old, you are producing less coenzyme Q10. And it is affected by many medications that we can take, like statins, metoprolol, like proton pump inhibitors like omeprazole. So it's an important supplement to take. And that's why we see a lot of marketing about coenzyme Q10. And we're trying to make it well known to people. So when they take these medications, they talk to the doctors, can I take CoQ10? Because the doctor is not going to object to that. Coenzyme Q10 is also very important for the heart muscle, all right? And it's kind of known, and it's inside the pamphlets of the medications and their FDA approval for drugs, that these medications decrease those important nutrition supplements.
So when I first met you and we talked, and you said, I bet you're not taking the CoQ10. And I didn't have any idea what that was. I'm now taking CoQ10, and I've been taking it now for several months, and it has made a major difference in my energy level. There's no question whatsoever that it has. The other part of this is, people should Google CoQ10 and see all of the different kinds of it that are on the market, right? There's so many of them on the market. Some of them you'll see $5 for 100. The prices of them vary so much, which is what you are talking about with the types of you know, vitamins and nutrients that are out here on the market. You really have to look long and hard and do your homework before you go into a pharmacy and purchase it, right?
Yeah, because CoQ10 has a problem in the absorption and the bioavailability. And if it's not absorbed well, if it's not, doesn't reach the cells well, it's not going to be working in the body. And that's why you would see the disparity in the prices. It's very poorly soluble in water, low solubility in the GI, in the gut, when you take it orally, which make it difficult for the body to take it efficiently. So that's why we have to make sure that it's in the right form to be picked up by the body and the cells for it to do its effect. That's why you can find CoQ10 for $7-$8 a bottle, and then another one is going to be $1 a day for 60-day supply. So I have a form that has 400 milligrams of CoQ10, and that would be like $68 for 2 months supply. It can appear as expensive, but I tell people, you invest in a cup of coffee, $5-$6 a day, you can invest in your health. Well, so you don't need to go to the doctor later.
You know? Well, you know, as we go to the break, I'm getting ready to take my CoQ10 right now. 844-967-2789 is the number.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Dr. Omar, we're talking about the top 10 most prescribed medications. You got to number 8. What is number 9?
Inhibitor, the most famous proton pump inhibitor, omeprazole or Prilosec. That is the easily used over-the-counter or prescribed medication to help with acid reflux that people can start as needed. And then we find years are passing when we're taking omeprazole. Omeprazole can reduce magnesium and calcium and vitamin B12 levels, which are very essential for body functions, nerve functions, for the heart, for the gut health. So if you're taking those, you need to take B vitamins. I would recommend just B complex to cover up the other needed of B vitamin. If you take a good B vitamin, B complex, it's going to turn the color of P yellow. So don't freak out. A good B vitamin turns the color of P yellow. And then you need to take it twice a day, morning and evening. And if you take B vitamins for a long period of time, when you go to the doctor, ask the doctor to check your B vitamin levels, because there's something that's called high B vitamin levels. It can lead to toxicity. So we need to be moderate in what we take with the B vitamins. But that would be one of the top recommendations. Also, with omeprazole, we need to take probiotics to help with gut health, because eventually we want to improve gut health. Because for many people that take omeprazole for a long period of time, there can be a plan to improve gut health and not need the omeprazole, because many times it's covering the underlying cause of issues of acid reflux, and we're not dealing with the main issue, which can be either food sensitivity, gluten problem, or other gut issues that we need to address. And when we address the gut issues and the gut health, we are addressing everything in the body. We're addressing the immune health, the heart health, the blood pressure, the quality of life, and anxiety and brain health.
Dr. Omar, how do we know which brand of CoQ10 is best? You're right. The price varies greatly between brands. This is Ben from Richland Center.
That's a good question. I need to deal with certain professional companies that produce CoQ10, like Zymogen, Orthomolecular, because these companies would provide the right form, which can be, it can be ubiquinone or ubiquinol, all right? Just some of the basic things that about CoQ10 before that is just always take it with a fatty meal, because it likes fats, it helps with its absorption. Second is deal with professional supplement company when you take CoQ10, Orthomolecular, Zymogen, Designs for Health, We have a list of companies. It doesn't matter if you get it from me or not, but just come to my website, wiltopiarx.com, and then go to the companies that make the supplements. And these are all professional companies that I highly recommend to get your CoQ10, because nailing the right form is very important. Ubiquinol with OL may be better for people that are above 50 years old, but there are other theories that say it doesn't really matter, because the CoQ10 is a molecule that moves between a form called ubiquinone and ubiquinol. To make it easy and simple for you, deal with a professional company that have third-party testing that's recommended and marketed to doctors, not just to the general consumer. To help, call me after 10 today, and I will help with some recommendations that can be budget-friendly to your budget, because the professional supplements have also a range of prices that can be affordable to many people. I hope that the answer is not very complex, but just that we deal with supplements as if they are medications. So that's what I want people to understand and consider. When you see something that you like on the internet or online, do your own research and ask questions. Take it to the doctor. Take the ad that you have to the doctor's office, and they're going to be able to help you to decide.
Dr. Omar, let's get to number 10. What is the 10th most prescribed medication in this country?
Losartan, Cozaar, blood pressure medication. Do you see, Earl? We're talking about four or five
of my blood pressure.
Yeah, that's right. Because you go to the doctor, the first thing that we need to fix is the blood pressure, high blood pressure. Losartan lowers zinc levels. Earl, I have many patients that come to my pharmacy and they have problems with eczema, skin issues. They have problems with sensitivity on their skin because of the sun, because of many reasons. When they take zinc, just zinc supplement, most of these problems go away. And then when they take zinc supplement, we need them to take zinc with copper, 1 or 2 milligrams of copper, because that makes it better for the metabolism in the body. So zinc gets to be a very important supplement for people who take blood pressure medications. Let's just put it this way. And zinc at 15 or 25 milligrams is inside many of the professional grade multivitamins. And I talked about it in the last show. We have a product, Active Life multivitamin, that has enough zinc and enough of the other supplements that we talked about that would help. Also, it has CoQ10 50 milligram, which is low amount, but it also is very supportive.
Dr. Omar, a full show. Always great to talk to you. We'll see you again. Kiss the babies.
Thank you.
And, I will. and we will see you on next Thursday. You have been in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. See you next Thursday, Dr. Omar.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, we visit with former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel about legal issues surrounding this week's headlines and media coverage from Mark Jacob.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.